Okay, so
I'm not going to miss a class with you. I mean,
Thursday nights, Tuesday night, whatever. At the end of the day, we're learning Amramis this week, Baruch Hashem. Continue the streak strong.
Yeah.
So our learning tonight should be really Nishmas Elsa Rus Bas Julio, who's your Tzedis tonight, and also for Chaim Yosef Ben Shimon. They should both have tremendous Aliyah in Shemayim, and to daven for us and all of Klai Yisrael Mitzvah Shem. So there are two Torahs that the last Torahs that the ideas from the Irmi Amazon told us that I want to focus on specifically at this time of year. You know that tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Kislev.
Yeah.
So I wanted to connect both of these ideas. The Imre MS one that he wrote in 1897. This is 1897, one in 1899.
Okay.
So the first one in 1897, he writes in Pashas told us all about Emunah, all about faith.
Yeah.
So the Pasuk says in our Parashah, Ahi Rav Ba'aretz. So there was a great hunger in the land, right? Every other story, you can't, like, by the any Lubavitch Rebbe, you can't be a Rebbe without going to prison, you can't be a novelist without having hunger, right? Avram has a hunger, okay. Yitzchak has a hunger, Yaakov has hunger.
Right.
So Yitzchak even has the... Yitzchak's ready to pack it up to Egypt because he knows that Avram went to Mitzrayim to get food. And Shem says, no, Yitzchak, you stay here.
Yeah.
And the whole Torah over here, we're not going to say the whole Torah, just for right now, if you go skip all the way down to where it says Medrash over there.
Okay.
So the Medrash tells us, Vayared Mitzrayim Anus Al Pi Adibor. Where they went down to Egypt, they were Anus. At the end of the day, they had to, Hainu, Sheigam King Rav Lishmo Adivrei Hashem.
I like that.
Hey, you want to go hear Hashem? The Medrash says, Shechein ba'aretz hashochen es hashchina ba'aretz. Batach ba'Hashem shechein ha'aretz urei emunah. Basically, the code word for bitachon, or the code word really for emunah, is eretz. Anytime you see the word eretz in the Torah, the word eretz, land, is a code word for emunah. And he talks about the entire job of a Jew. Is that even when he has hard times, and even when he has struggles, to always look for the light at the end of the tunnel. As he quotes, we say this on Shabbos, the person has to have emunah in the nighttime, right? Things are going well in your life. Okay, you don't have to have emunah because things are going well. But when things are dark, and things are challenging, and things are a lot of, they're very choshechtik, and there's darkness, and there's challenge, that's when you have to tap into your emunah DNA. That's when you have to tap into your emunah. And he says the Imre Emes, third line from the bottom. Iker emuna, hu kishi yish choshech. Right? It's very easy to have emuna when things are going well. You want to know when it's really hard to have emuna? When there's choshech, when there's a hunger in your life. That is when a person has to stand up strong. A person has to have the emuna and the belief and the trust in the Rebbeinu Shem. As the pasuk says, ki l'chol azar etein kol eskol haaretz akel. That the Rebbeinu Shem says, Yitzchak, at the end of the day, there might be a rav in the land. But you stay in Eretz Yisrael. You have a munah. Obviously, he's not saying that a person has to do his ishtalos. A person has to do his job. But to understand that having a munah doesn't mean things are going well. The ikar time, the main time to tap into one's munah energy, or the mitzvah of a munah, anoch Hashem lakecha, is when things are hard. And that's exactly what Chanukah is all about. Right? If you ever turn on your phone to talk about 2019 menorah, turn on your phone during the middle of the day, you can't really see how bright it is. But you turn off the lights in your room at night, you see how light it is, you swipe up, you take it down. The real light, a real light is only strong when the darkness is there. Right? The Yevanim, the Medrash tells us, right, the Greeks, they are darkness. They represent darkness. So if they represent darkness, what's the main thing that we have to work on to get through the darkness? Is the light, which is the Emunah. And Mamas doesn't really say it here. We're really just saying it because tomorrow night is the night says Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But at the end of the day, he says the ikar time to have Emunah is when things are hard. Someone once came to the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch, so the Lubavitch Rebbe. Says, Rebbe, I think we said this before, we could say it again, it's good chazar. Says, Rebbe, I'm having a hard time with Emunah. He said, okay, don't worry, you go home, you'll be okay. So no, Rebbe, Emunah, it's like the foundation, Amnoch Hashem HaKacha, the first commandment, to believe in Hashem. He said, no, you'll be okay. So Rebbe, enough. Please, just give me an etza. Give me some advice. And the Rebbe said back to him, Samach Tzedek of Lubavitch, he said, the fact that it bothers you so much shows that you do have a munah. The fact that it bothers you that you don't have a munah shows that you do have a munah. Right? The fact is that sometimes when we have kashas, the fact that we have kashas should be a realization that we do have a munah. That's okay to question Hashem. Obviously, we don't question Hashem and then put into practice whatever we want. But at the end of the day, to say we don't understand. You don't understand everything. Like Rabbi Nachman says the Torah Nunvav over here. You have it right here. Torah Nunvav, he says, Even in the hiding of hidings, and even when the Ribbono Shel Olam is so hidden, and it doesn't seem like HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be anywhere, Hashem is mamish there. It could be so dark, and so dark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish there. Rav Weinberger, my Rebbe, always said, when you're saying a shir, or you're learning, something comes to your head, you should say it. So there's a story that I just thought of. The story goes of the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. You know, Rabbi Nachman was the great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov.
Okay.
So Rav Baruch Mezhbish was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Baruch Mezhbish said the following story. He said that he was once hanging out in his house, and his grandson came in crying. I'm sure you had this numerous times. Grandson comes in crying. But usually, when our children or grandchildren are crying because they didn't get a toy or candy, whatever. What happens is he's crying, he says, so the Baruch HaMeshach, being the Zaidi, being the grandpa, he goes, why are you crying? He says, I'm playing with my friend's hide and seek, and I had the best spot. My friend stopped looking for me after 10-15 minutes. And I wanted them to say, oh, Shmulek, whatever his name is, Shmulek, what a great spot, how'd you think? But they stopped looking for me when things got hard. So next thing you know, not only the kid is crying, the grandson, but Rav Baruch HaMeshach is also crying. So he says, Zaidi, were you playing? Were you playing hide and seek? Why are you crying? You say, no, now I know how much Kadosh Baruch, how much Hashem feels. But even sometimes when it's dark in our lives, and it's hard in our lives, and it's challenging in our lives, and we stop looking for Him. And we have to make sure that even when things are star, Shabbosocha Astara, even when things are hard, we always to be able to make sure we look for their Boneshim. And that's, by the way, this is the entire Judaism. But specifically for Chanukah, specifically for this week's Parsha. The Rav Ba'aretz. Mamash, a person could have a hunger in their life. What does hunger mean? A person could have any type of any issue, physical issue, spiritual issue. But he holds on to that amuna.
An emptiness,
exactly, beautiful. He has that emptiness. At the end of the day, he holds on to their bonushom. And says, Kadosh Baruch, I'm holding on to you. And that's what Imre Emes says. Emunos balelos, emuna, ikar emuna, hu kishiyish choshech. The ikar of emuna is when there's darkness, when you have a challenge, and you have a struggle, and you hold on to their bonushom. Right? Because Yavan is Choshech, and our job is to be able to fight off the Choshech with light. What is the light? It's the light of Emunah. Hold on to the Bon Shom. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Lahagi Baboker Chastecha. That's Aleph. That's the first Torah actually the only Torah that he said we have written down from 1897. And the only Torah we have written down from 1899 is the next Torah on the left hand column. Just give a little, we'll say it outside, then we'll say it inside. The left hand side, he's not talking about Emunah. He's talking about the ability to change a channel in a person's life. Not change a channel on TV, but to be able to start fresh, to start new. He says that we know that we have the wells by Yitzchak Avinu, right? The Torah says, in Chavav Tezvav to Yirches, that the Plishtim covered all of Avram Avinu's wells,
yeah.
And Yitzchak's servants, they dug him up. No one else could, until Yitzchak started thinking. And what happened? The Pesukim say that 100 sha'arim of water came out. Chadosh Baruch Hu blessed him. Yeah, there's a whole Torah over here. What does it mean at the end of the day the wells are blocked up? So before we get to Imre Emes, I once saw a beautiful idea. One thing. I just saw it this week from the last rabbi of Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. You know, Rav Meir Shapiro was the founder of the Daf Yomi. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. The last Rosh Yeshiva who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, was someone named Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer. So Rabbi Goldberg has, and myself have a connection with him because Rabbi Goldberg just had a grandson and they named him the Aryeh Tzvi. For my wife's grandfather, you know, Mishpach Rabbi Goldberg and I, and for my wife's cousin's father. So Aryeh Tzvi, I went over to Rabbi Goldberg after the bris and I said, you know, Rabbi, Aryeh Tzvi is a big name. It's the Kosher Glover, the last Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin. So he says on this Torah that each one of us have a Be'er in our own lives. We all have a Neshama. He says, the Be'er, the well is the Neshama. But what happens on the left? We have the Plishtim. We have the Philistine, the Philistines. What does that mean? We have the Tumah that comes into our life. And our job is to remove the impurity so that the Be'er can sparkle up. And our job is to be able to take the Choshech away. So that the Be'er, right? We talk about people go to Eretz Yisrael. They're able to focus on their Neshama. Everything else falls away. They have to focus on their relationship with the Creator of the world. He says, that's exactly what the Pesukim say here. That Yitzchak Avinu moved away the Plishtim and was able to unleash the Be'er, to dig up the Be'er. What does that mean, to dig up? The nitzos of every single Jew. We say every day, every morning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us piece of him. That's what neshama is. When we feel inspired, we feel connected to Hashem. That's our neshama on fire. So this is exactly what Yitzchak did. Yitzchak took away the plishtim and be able to connect him. And we have to be able to take away those plishtim of us. And everyone has a different plishtim, by the way. Everyone has a different, an arch nemesis. Everyone has their own Yitzhara, right? Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Ezu Gibor, Koivish is Yitzhara. Who is strong? Someone who conquers their Yitzhara. It doesn't say the Yitzhara. Kujitzer Magabin, one another Talmid of Baal Shem Tov says, Yitzhara is two words, Yitzhar Shalom. His Yitzhara. Because my Yitzhara could be laziness. My Yitzhara could be sadness. My Yitzhara could be looking to me, I should be looking. But your Yitzhara is Lashon Hara. Your Yitzhara is cursing, whatever it is. That's what's, who's strong? Kovish is Yitzhara. Your Yitzhara. And Yitzhara Avinu gives us the ability to be able to understand. At the end of the day, we come from royalty. We have the Be'er, but we have to get rid of the Plishtim. We have to get rid of the Plishtim in our lives. Sumarav Asti Tov. Once you get rid of the Ra, then the Tov can fall in. That's not what he says over here, but I had to say that because it's such a term.
Yeah.
So go on to the first where it's right over there by the. Actually, let's go right over here where it says Sarich. It says that a Jew, right? So a person has those Plishtim in his life. What does that mean? That you try to work, and what happens? Nothing happens. You don't see any fruition. Says the Imre Emes, Tzorich l'chadish hapnimius. A person always has to start fresh again. And never give up. Even when things are hard, you start fresh. Kemayin ha-mishem eschadish u'metar b'choshu. The Mishnah says in Mishnah's Mikvahs, that just like an overflowing mayan is mechadish, you always have to make sure to keep the water fresh. That is metar. He has the ability to be able to start fresh. To start anew. And he goes a few lines down. Right? B'chol yom yebienecha kichadashim. The Chazal tells us that every single day when we learn Torah, we have to view that day as if that was the day we got the Sefer Torah. As if that was the day that we got the Torah from Kadosh Baruch.
That's
Chadash. He says this Torah Davka over here because what happened by the Plishtim? The Plishtim probably tried very hard to open up Avraham Avinu's wells and it didn't work, so they closed them up. And what did Yitzchak do? What did Yitzchak come and say? Yitzchak didn't just give up. When things started hard, he refreshed again. He pressed the refresh button, right? If we can make it 2019 terms.
Yeah.
Press the refresh button. Refresh, refresh, refresh. A person constantly has to always be looking for to be able to make sure that he's always starting over and over again. I actually want to look, before we get to the back page, and text my friend, Rabbi Adam Leventhal, Shlita from Denver. I asked him, where does Rabbi Nachman talk about, and now suddenly it's not an Imre Emes issue. Now we're getting a little Bresev. Okay. Gear and Bresev coming together.
Okay.
I asked him, where does Rabbi Nachman talk about renewing? So he says, go to Torah Reish Samach Aleph. Right, we said last week that the Rabbi Nachman is, his main sefer is the Kutta Meran. There's two sections. There's Aleph and there's Tinyan. So if you look at Torah 261, Reish Samach Aleph, he says that when a person falls in his life, which everyone does, everyone has challenges, a person has the ability to start again. But don't think, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow morning. No. Right now it's 8:49. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow morning. At 8:50, I could start fresh again. He says every single day, there's a cloud gadol, Bavar Zashem. Shetzuichin mamesh b'chol yom l'schal asne michadosh. How important is it every single day to start fresh? What happened yesterday is beautiful. What happened yesterday? I learned Torah and I dominated yesterday. It's great. Tilling yesterday was great. My meetings were great. I helped the doctors. Great. Today I'm starting fresh again. I'm starting anew. And he says, not even today, but even within one day, princes should start thousands of times. Right? You go crazy a little bit if you do that.
Yeah.
Every single day, numerous times, not thousands, but numerous times, to start fresh over and over and over again. And never giving up at the end of the day, but for us to be able to think that something happened or something, we're trying to restart something that's not working,
yeah.
And we're trying to get rid of that plishtim. No, you have to try hard, just like Yitzchak Avinu's servants did. Yitzchak Avinu, they still, the Shrikhan, the Chadish, Bechol Yom, to renew ourselves every single day. So there's another Torah from Rabbi Nachman, he says in Tinyanim Emtes.
Get over on. This is
also Rabbi Nachman.
This is
Breslov. This is also Rabbi Nachman. Yeah. So again, this is the great grandson of Baal Shem Tov.
Okay.
This is great grandson. This is the same thing. I just copied it over here.
Okay.
So we don't have so much time to see everything inside.
Okay.
Well, let's just see it outside and we'll see if a few lines inside. He says in this Torah that I saw in Tinyanim Emtes. So sometimes we think that if we don't have the whole lottery, I can't learn all of Shas. If I can't go to Minyan every day, then I'm not going to do anything. Chas v'shalom, Rabbi Nachman says. Chas v'shalom. We have to realize that every little bitty, little thing, good thing that we do is so precious to Hashem. That every little good thing that we do, every little light, we light one Hanukkah candle. Every little thing of good that we do is mamish, so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So precious. Let's go to the middle paragraph. It says l'kama avonos. See l'kama avonos?
L'kama avonos.
Okay. L'kama avonos becoming gedolim. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we're filled with sins.
Okay.
Avapikin. Says Rabbi Nachman. Sorry that it's a little black. I apologize. Says Rabbi Nachman. Avapikin. Hakol kedai etzli sprach b'shil hatunua tova. You might think that at the end of the day I sin 99 times, but the one time I'm going to daven, the 99 miyad beats out the one. So Rabbi Nachman, no. Doesn't work with the Rebbeinu Shem. Doesn't work quantitatively. Works qualitatively. Qualitatively.
Yeah.
If you are sincere and you want to come back to the Rebbeinu Shem and you start fresh again, that one act of good wipes away all the way the 99 things. Wipes away everything up. Mash betokav iskabrus shayetzahar miskabr alav adam ezatuno baruch hu shezeya kar etzlo yispar yispach veyosu meilu avodoso elav shonam b'yetzahar. So he says another fascinating thing here. He says when a Jew works on himself and he beats the yetzahara once, that's better than a person who never had a yitzhar. Right? Sometimes we know people in life, they were just always a goody two shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
They never had a yitzhar to not go to shir. They never had a yitzhar to do this or do that. What happens? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, the person who has the struggle, the person that has the challenge, and he still overcomes his challenge to start afresh, even with the past sins, that is more beautiful in the Rebbeinu Shem's eyes than someone who works 1,000 years without a yitzhar. 1,000 years. When I decide that I'm going to mechazik myself, and it says, "Kol tenu ba'ama." Doesn't mean only Shimon Esrei. Anything tonight? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow maybe I could sin. Tomorrow maybe I'm going to do something I shouldn't have done. But today I'm going to do my best. That one act is so precious to the Rebbeinu Shem. Right, on the bottom over there. Kmo kein hu. Yakar be'inav yisbach Yosef kol tenu ba'ama shu mischazik nedo. If we knew how precious every act, every piece of Torah that we learned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't stop learning. We would not stop learning. If we knew how precious every davening we have, our davening would be on fire. Hashem Yisbarach, kol tunu ba'ama shu b'tzchazik negdo, Hashem Yisbarach ba'atma ozol ezen. As the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu b'yado, right? If someone comes out to work, you take the first step, Hashem says, I'm going to help you, the Gemara says in Makos. Above the time is dinosaur. If you come take the first step, HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm going to help you too. So just end off with the, we'll chazer, we'll review, and then we'll end off with the story. So we start off with the first idea. He says from the Vayira of Baretz, right? He came to Yitzchak. Yitzchak thought he was going to have to leave the land just like his father did. By the way, just like Yaakov had to leave. Kadosh Baruch says, Yitzchak, you don't leave. He brought down why he didn't have to leave. Yitzchak was on a higher level because he was a carbon. It's a carbon olah. Rosh Hashanah talks about it. It's not for now.
Yeah.
But the whole Torah, he says over here, Vayira of Baretz, when a person has that emptiness, like you said so beautifully, that emptiness in his life, what does that emptiness mean? When there's choshech, when there's darkness, says the Imre Emesh, the Tafresh Sadi Zayin, a person has to work on their emunah. He has to plug in it, right? We charge in our phone. We have to charge up our amunah status, our amunah feelings, because the ikar of amunah is only when there's choshech. Right, and we said the story of the tzemach tzedek. When his chassid came to him and told him that he is having struggles, having amunah, he said, "No, don't worry. The fact that you're having these doubts and you feel bad about it shows that you do have amunah." By the way, we didn't talk about also an eitzah. One of the great rabbis, one of the Kabbin Rebbe, says, "How do you work on your amunah?" We're going to say this on Shchodesh davening. Hemanti ki adaber, Davar Melech says. I believed when I spoke. Says the Kuban Rebbe. Hemanti, right, come Lord Amuna. You want to have Amuna, you want to have faith and trust in Hashem? Ki adaber, make sure to talk about Amuna. Sometimes people are just saying Amuna, 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 Shkoich. Talk about it. Learn about it. Feel it. Feel Hashem in your life. Then a person could be able to start feeling for the Shbaruch Hu. Like today with my seventh grade girls, we're learning all about Yitzchak Avinu, but the parsha how he gave the brachas when he was blind to Yaakov and Esav. And I said right now would be a great time to call my good friend Rabbi Levi Greenspan. Who's Rabbi Levi Greenspan from Hillcrest? He's a holy, holy Jew.
Oh,
he's very well known throughout the world. And he is blind. He's not born blind, but he became blind 26, and he's mamish a living Kiddush Hashem. There's every reason to go against the Rebbeinu Shem, every reason to fight off and say, to give it all up. I literally had the seventh grade girls in my class crying. He's saying, you know what I see girls in my life? I see Hashem, I see Yud Kei Vav Kei, I see Hashem's name. Every night before I go to sleep, I thank Hashem for 3 things that happened that day to me. And I'm assuming three different things. And he told my girls, you said, you want to believe in Hashem, you want to feel Hashem in your life? Make sure every single night you're thanking Hashem for 2 or 3 different things. When a person feels Him, a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when things are hard, even when he's blind, yeah, he has a tremendous emptiness. You hold on to the Rebbeinu Shem. That was the first idea that the Imre said. And that's what the Yevanim are dafka against. The Yevanim say, They try to get rid of Emuna, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. They try to get rid of the Torah, Bris Milah, Chodesh, Milah. None of those things exist. Emuna does. No. Right? The Medrash says Choshech Zu Yavan. Yavan represents Choshech. Our job is to be able to fight off the Yavan. Fight off the Greeks by having Emuna, by having the light. I feel about start to know that Rabbanu Shem is always behind the scenes. The second Torah we said for the Emuna Emes in 1899. Right? We said by the wells. So we start off by the Klushim of Rebbe. The Rebbe was talking about the wells. That every single Jew has those plishtim, and our job is to get rid of the plishtim so the bear could shine, so the menorah could shine. But the Emes is focusing on the ability to be able to remove the plishtim and to be able to dig those wells. Every single day, to be able to renew ourselves every single minute of every single day. And this is a principle not only in the world of Ger Chassidus, but in the world of Bresov. Rabbi Nachman says that a Jew has to continuously remind himself, continuously renew himself to be a better Jew. Yesterday happens, yesterday is great. For the positive and negative. Today's a fresh new day. And we said, Rabbi Nachman, every act, positive act is so precious to Hashem. So just end up with a story again, actually tonight we went to Ger, to Bresov, to back to Chabad. Tzemach Tzedek, and now we're back to Chabad. Rabbi Marash. Rabbi Marash, I believe, was the fourth Rabbi. For the Rebbe of Shab's father. What happened was, he was once on the border, somewhere in Lubavitch, I think. And the story goes that a soldier came over to him and asked him, "Nu, who are you? What are you doing over here?" So the Rebbe Marash goes back and says, "Nu, who are you?" He says, I'm asking you the question. "Why do you mean, who are you?" He says, "Let me ask you a question. How much do you get paid every day?" The Rebbe Marash says back to the guy with the gun.
Yeah.
"How much do you get paid every day?" He says, "I get paid 10 rubles every day." He says, "I'll pay you 10 rubles every day if you remind me that question every single day. Who are you? If you remind me who I am." Because you were just telling me, who am I thinking that I could be on the border like this.
Yeah.
But you're telling me down deep, who am I? And I know I'm a Jew. And I'm proud to be a Jew. And I'm loyal, I'm committed, I'm a dedicated Jew. At the end of the day, I'm gonna pay you. I'm not sure if we paid him or not.
Yeah.
The lesson in the story of Weinberger said, is for us to be able to realize how precious it is, how special it is to be able to understand that we're part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation, that we have that bear within ourselves. So Hashem Shabbos is now going to the last minutes of Cheshvan, starting really with Kislev tomorrow night. So to hold on to our Muna, to hold on to our faith strong, to hold on to the traditions of our family strong, to never forget every single day, to start fresh, to start new, and that every single act we do is so precious to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we realize that every little act, doesn't matter how little it is, but it's a little bit, trying to go in the better direction, that'll propel us forward. Because the more light, right? We know a little light put out a lot of choshech. A little bit of water, a little bit of light could put out everything else. A little bit of Torah, a little bit of davening could put out a lot of everything else. So Hashem should bless us to be able to take all the good things, the light, the emunah things, the Torah things, the things that give us chizuk, to be able to wipe out all the things that are hard, the raw of things in our heart, in our lives, the emptiness in our lives, and the choshech in our lives, to have tremendous siyat d'shmaya and only light going for Be'ez Hashem, and an early good in Rosh Chodesh, and an early good Shabbos, and a happy early Thanksgiving. Shkoyach, thank you very much for coming early. Shkoyach. Thank you.